Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is the media making too big a deal about whether or not a neurologist has come to the White House or to visit Joe? His doctor released a thing saying that he only saw a neurologist three times, and that would correlate with a yearly checkup as part of the full exam that they do for you when you're the president. So I don't need to know what a neurologist says. It's if you have eyes, hopefully you can see. And joining us now on the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, Dr. John is with us. Dr. John, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Rested up after a good week. I take 1 week a year vacation, unlike the guy in the White House who takes a lot of vacation. But I'll tell you, as you just said, we only need our own eyes to see. I mean, gosh darn it. I mean, do you believe that doctors could be co-opted for political reasons? I mean, I can't believe that. Can you? that they come out and say no evidence of cognitive decline, whatever. We know what we saw with our own eyes. You know, I've been taking care of patients for 35 years with dementia and with Parkinson's disease. And by the way, you know, people ask, who's the expert on dementia? You know who's an expert on dementia are the husbands and the wives and the family members who live with these poor folks, you know, mm-hmm. these folks that are, many of them in our own families, and they're desperate. They're desperate for cures, and they're hoping they can find something that's going to reverse the condition. Well, you know, the sad news is there's no real good way. There's no way to reverse Parkinson's, and there's no way to reverse Alzheimer's. That's been proven. And we know what we saw with our own two eyes. And for Corinne Jean-Pierre to say yesterday, he does not have Parkinson's, he's on no medications for Parkinson's disease. Well, I'll tell you what. She may be absolutely right. For people for Parkinson's, as I do, with the dopamine medications, methadopa, carbidopa, it's called Sinemet, sleepy Joe. So it's a two-edged sword. You want to be able to unfreeze them in a sense, but you have to deal with the fatigue that comes from using the medication. So for them to say he's not taking medications for Parkinson's is not the same as saying he doesn't have a variant of Parkinson's disease, because those facial expressions are classic Parkinsonian.
Yeah, and as you said, is in Parkinson's, it's not a one-size-fits-all where your body kind of crumples over. It can look like a lot of different things, especially initially, correct?
Yes, that's why they call it a syndrome, or there's a Parkinsonian feature to dementias. And so, yeah, there's no one-size-fits-all with Parkinson's. It presents differently, but certainly the slow shuffling gait, the frozen expressions on the face, the classic thing we talk about is cogwheel rigidity and the maneuver where we kind of move the wrist around and see how stiff their arms are. But, you know, that's sort of like the textbook thing. But it's really more the art of medicine here, the gestalt, you know, what we're seeing in the person. And, yeah, what the rest of the world knows that the neurologists have refused to put their fingers on and identify as a real issue. And again, if they were to medicate him for Parkinson's, you could then argue that he wouldn't be competent to be commander-in-chief because the medications have side effects which are undesirable. So they get through the day, but do they get through your day as commander-in-chief of the armed forces, you know?
Do you think this is kind of political, but do you think that they're kind of making a case, although they're trying to cover for him now, but eventually making a case for removal of office because he's, you know, incapable of performing the tasks?
Well, yeah. Yes, I do. I mean, I think any physician in his right, guys, almost on a daily basis, especially here in Florida, I have to have conversations. I had two in the last week, heartbreaking conversations, gut-wrenching conversations with gentlemen who have gotten these conditions, who can no longer have guns in the house, and the other one who can no longer drive. Actually, in both cases, they could no longer drive. But the conversation with this gentleman who loved his guns, can imagine putting yourself in that position. You know, he's 77 years old, and his wife can no longer keep the guns in the home because of his mental condition changing. She's confused that, you know, she thinks she could confuse him, or he could confuse her for an intruder and shoot. But so these kind of things, we have these conversations almost every day in my office. And, yeah, we need to have the conversation. Is this man fit to what he has to do, his job description? Never mind driving a car or owning a gun.
Well, that's what I
wouldn't want him to do either one of those.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Would, you know, if he was your patient, I know you're just basing it on, you know, what you see anecdotally. But I mean, wouldn't he be somebody you'd say, hey, wait, I've seen your facial expressions. I've seen you cognitively lock up. You're not the type of person who should be behind the wheel because that could result in a terrible accident.
Now, you wouldn't see him driving a car. I'm not sure the last time anyone saw Joe Biden driving a car, but no. I mean, I lost an elderly couple right here, a block from where I'm sitting right now in my car just a year ago. On their way to my office for an appointment, they pulled out in front of a truck, you know, 95 and 92 years old. But you know, once you've seen that and you know that the amount of what reflex activity you need to drive a car, or for that matter, handle a gun, obviously. So, you know, this is stuff that needs to be talked about more often. If he cannot drive a car, he should not be the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, you know. Now, the only exception, obviously, is someone like FDR who could, you know, for different reasons, but cognitively, is he able reflexively to react to the situations we need to, you know, to do it as we're sitting at a light that turns green, and of course he's got a lot of lights that he has to worry about in terms of leading our nation. Yeah, guys, it seems pretty obvious to most of the country. I believe the physicians have been kind of that are seeing him anyway. I've been co-opted to serve a political end, and we saw that during COVID. We saw physicians all over the place kind of lining up politically with how they're going to manage things, and certainly starting with Fauci. So this is not a surprise. It shouldn't come as a surprise to us that the neurologists aren't going to come out and say what's really happening to our president.
He can, and you know what? He could also serve as a scapegoat for more nefarious things that could take place. They could say, well, Joe said it was okay. Or he could get the 3 a.m. call, and then he has, quote unquote, you know, help around him that can go, yeah, I'm going to take care of this. Something bad happens, and they go, oh, that was Joe's call. I'm worried about the nefarious side of it, let alone him just trying to have cognition at 3 a.m. when the phone rings and it's something serious.
Now, you're always thinking one step ahead of everybody else, Bob. I mean, absolutely, that's what we all have to be keeping our eyes on. And we can't use these excuses like he took cold medication. You know, I mean, that was so freaking preposterous. I mean, I've treated people with colds for three decades, and no one acts like that due to a cold medication. So, no, they think we're a bunch of of really ignorant people out here. And then there's folks like you and Greg on the radio and getting the smart voices out there, Kat Kamick and the doctors. And, you know, we know better. We learned during COVID not to trust these folks who are White House doctors at this. And by the way, my one of the guys at my wedding was a White House physician under Bush and Obama. And, you know, he tells me there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure to say or not say certain things as a physician that you find yourself being compromised. You know, and that's just wrong. That's plain wrong.
Oh, yeah. Pressure to also, you know, write prescriptions for something you might not normally feel comfortable for as well. All right,
Absolutely.
Doctor. Hey, we always appreciate your time, and we know you're busy. So, Dr. John, please weigh in anytime, and we'll talk to you soon.
God bless you guys. Keep fighting the fight. Right,
yeah.
I'm here.
Bye-bye. Right on. God bless you. Dr. John, one of our favorites for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, giving you some perspective. Isn't that great perspective? Joe Biden shouldn't have a driver's license.
Yeah.
But he's commander-in-chief. That,
finger on the
button.
Let's
think about that.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.